They're like, can you arrange a time to meet my process server?
Come on, that can't be illegal. That doesn't even make sense.
Shouting. The shouting.
Sorry, is it too early in the morning?
It's too early in the morning. Here's for me, yes.
Damn it. You know, an intern that wants to, like, make some cash on the side?
What's your email address? Manager, producer?
Ha!
Why is that funny?
I remember when you used to try to manage bands.
And produce them.
Oh, hey man, who has free drinks and drugs?
Virtue straight to yours, too.
Fuck yeah.
You gotta be brought up with booze, Chris. You gotta have a sort of entering the bloodstream of a
bird. Oh, man.
Look at the little Chris stumbling around. No, he's not crawling, he's stumbling.
And that was so sad that night. I mean, I crashed that car, we pushed it off into a little parking lot, without skipping a beat, myself and Martin got out, continued on down, went back partying. And then I woke up in the morning to the horrors of the hangover and my crashed BMW.
I am over. Can you look deep into my eyes when you're talking like that?
Are your breasts getting large?
My breasts are getting hard. Oh, that's really, really
so
nice.
Polite. You sound so polite and so polite.
Let's try to be real polite. What a wonderful guest.
We're going to try to be polite. We're not going to succeed.
No, you please don't. I will be the foil.
Trust me. Have you listened to that show? We're not polite.
Is this how you're going to hold your hands between your legs throughout the entire show?
I'm going
to
gently stroke myself the entire time.
Awesome.
We have cups to the left and right of the seats if you...
For finishing?
Yes.
Where's the finish line? Where's the lube?
You're drinking the lube.
Your lube tastes like grapes.
The grapes of girth.
I'll be the calm Chris, but I'll still say retarded shit.
That was so retarded what you just said, dude.
My asshole has Down syndrome.
My asshole is Down syndrome. God. My dick is epilepsy.
What did you get into?
That's why I had my hands in my pants.
Yes, it's a much better thing to do. Yeah.
Get
those lips right. Mm.
What else has been on this microphone cutter?
Most of the royals.
Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you twice.
Supposedly drinking. Is it wine?
You're drinking wine if you like. Where is it?
You want bourbon? You can pretend that it's bourbon.
Lick it dry.
You can't lick it dry.
Lick it dry.
Lick it wet.
Pubic hair salon.
Pubic hair salon.
Don't mention that horrible little video I did, pubic hair.
That's from the beginnings, man.
Yeah, and you've gone on to do what after that?
You invited me on the show.
All right, now listen, Peter. I think we're doing a show.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Are we on?
Okay. So, wait, what's your name? Oh, for God's sake, you're listening to the Peter.
And Omar.
Arts, and I'm Omar.
I was going to say, wait.
Excuse me, there's one small little rule we didn't kind of apprise you of. It's you don't speak unless spoken to. Okay?
And I must say that Peter will keep you in line. Omar is more relaxed, I'm sorry to say. I don't really care what anybody says.
Yes.
And
so,
Peter cares even less. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But let's start.
This is show, I would say, 63?
Yes.
64?
Yes.
Of the Peter and Omar Arts and Culture Show.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Great to see you, Omar. Looking fit as a fiddle.
I'm feeling
Look
wonderful.
Like you've been on your back for most of the summer.
I have. My back is bad, so I let them ride on top.
Okay, good.
It comes out better in photos. They can see their backs undulating.
Mm-hmm. Have you any little ditties to share with us about any of your summer excursions or anything?
Yes,
no. Okay, great. We'll move on.
Actually, I would like to talk at length about some of the times I spent on a few yachts. And actually, never mind.
Why don't you put that on tape and we'll listen to it another time?
We'll listen to it another time.
Yeah,
you just get jealous and angry.
Yeah,
that you weren't invited to these places.
Oh, that's okay. I've been to them before you. Remember?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When?
Two summers ago.
Really? But I was there.
That's the clinking of ice.
Yes. It's a very tall drink you've got there, Peter.
It's girlish, I would say.
It is rather girlish. What is that you're drinking?
I'm in a very feminine environment, so I'd like to kind of bring out my kind of girlish side.
Yes, I like the bustier you're wearing tonight.
It's yours, Omar. It's yours.
I was wondering where that was.
Unwashed.
Well, again, we're coming full circle. I wore it on the yacht. I was very popular. What can I say?
So, apparently we have a guest.
Yes, I left the door when someone wandered
someone
in.
Someone walked in.
What's your name?
Some stray. Yeah. Could you introduce yourself?
Chris.
Chris.
Chris, do you have a last name?
That's
Chris?
Not a common name at all.
Yeah, no. let's hear the last name.
Mamarelli.
Is that like mammaries? Mammary glands?
Mm-hmm. Original.
Originally yeah. related to Mamarelli.
Could you spell that for us, letter
it
by
actually,
letter?
It means little mama.
No, little mama, I love that.
I thought that was mamacita.
That's Spanish, bitch.
What's the difference?
There is no difference. Really.
Damn it. The difference is I'm mostly Irish.
Okay. Mamarelli. Okay.
You have a good last name. How did you wind up getting to hide the Irishness under the hot Italian name?
Luck
of the Irish.
Luck be a lady tonight. Could you spell Mamarelli for us?
Mamarelli.
So it does spell
Mamarelli. And backwards?
Illeramam. I have not had enough to drink.
It's about the same.
You've had 5 drinks since you got here. I think you could have another. Let's pour him one.
Yeah, put him up there. Mm-hmm. So, Chris Mamarelli, give us a little background.
Is that a cigarette or a joint that you're smoking?
I have butterflies.
It's a rolled condom.
It's a combo, wait.
It's a rolled condom. What is it that you do, Chris, exactly?
I dabble at
quickly
film.
Though quickly
dabble
quickly.
Okay dabble. Boring boring boring.
I'm
tell
trying
us what you
I'm
do.
Trying to disrupt the independent production system.
That's much more interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you going to do that?
Small crews that know their shit and you know get
what's your language.
Yeah, really don't care for the swearing.
Oh. I'll put my pants back on then.
No, yes. You don't have
no,
to.
No, seriously, though, just DPing, directing, working on music videos and chipping away at getting to features.
Great.
Mm-hmm. How's that going for you?
Good. It's progressing quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. Should we pull up IMDb and have a list of you look at your credits?
No. From IMDb, you will see my starring role in Skeletons in the Closet almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
So you were in the closet 10 years ago?
Apparently.
And how about now? Fully out.
Full out. Dancing with the skeletons. It's great.
That's right.
Good.
There's nothing to hide.
Well, yeah, when you're a skeleton, you have nothing to hide. It's absolutely true. How does that song go? There's nothing here but flesh and bone, except in this case, there's no flesh left.
There's nothing here but bone.
You're the song and dance man over
That's
there.
That's true.
Not me. You know, I know nothing about music.
I forgot to tell you about my new nightclub act on the Riviera. It's great.
Can
Is
I?
It on yeah. the yacht?
Please.
Yes.
Please tell us about it.
I thought you didn't care.
But you said you forgot to tell us, so I was assuming you were going to give it to me anyway, whether I cared
or
not.
Well, I will. Okay. You know, I sang a lot of the classics. It was amazing.
And those classics are?
Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Oh, you talk through the classics.
Guys,
is that
this
it?
Is walked through. Oh. Come on, this is boring.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait. The stray thinks that we're boring. I've got news for him.
Don't worry about him.
Let's pick up the pace.
Yes, let's pick up the pace here. So let's talk about your theories on film. I mean, what makes you think you can pull this off? What makes you think you're so fucking special?
Because I have disposable income to spend on good equipment.
Ooh, I like that. So you're kind of rich. Oh, we like him.
Self-made. Yeah,
that's
phone
good.
Sex.
Phones. That's
phone sex. Ah, there we're on.
Now we are something.
We are on the air.
yes, we're on the air.
We're on the air.
You didn't ask what I really do.
No. I want a sample of the phone.
Getting
sex.
To it.
Do it.
Oh no, wait. I don't. I'm not the talent. I'm not on air talent. For
phone. Oh, you produce these whores. I mean, these people.
I make the phone systems that I allow see. Them all to connect.
Please, for do me
fat Midwestern girls.
Susplain.
Fat Midwestern girls that have hot voices.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big That's girls. Great. Big girls have good pipes.
Big girls have. Ooh.
Nice. I like wow. Can we have that one more time, Chris?
Big girls have good pipes.
Some girls are bigger than others.
Belt it out.
Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls'
mothers.
Well,
explain the genesis of how it all works. How does it really, from beginning to end?
First, you dial in, and you pick a whore, and then you talk to her until you come.
Are you Chris?
Yes.
So here's the best part, though, about these girls. They all have different personas. They have like 5 or 6 characters that they play.
Mm-hmm.
So you would call in and be like, I want an S&M girl. And they get a little code that's it's like, you're tricksy right now. And then they get on the line and they're just like, oh yeah, I'm wearing your mama's panties. What are you going to do to me? Like just dumb shit. And
nice.
The guys will, sometimes they pick the wrong character. And the guy will just be like, wait, I didn't ask for you to pee on me.
At but I'm going to do it anyway, you motherfucker.
So here's the thing. The girls are so talented at improv that they'll just, they'll switch right away. Oh, wait, that's not, what did you want me to do?
Ah, nice.
Hold on, I'm your sub.
This is actually
right
being
now.
Passed off as improv now?
Yeah, it's improv, yeah. Sex is improv.
So that's what I learned at the Groundlings.
Okay. I wanted to, and you did not waste your time. It's clear.
They taught me well. It's always say yes.
To the pee. That's a good rule. That's a good rule to follow in life.
No, bad rule in life.
No, I find that you must say yes to everything.
Say yes to opportunities.
Say yes to everything.
So
including that strange person with a van. Just get in. Go for the ride of your life.
I have candy.
You won't regret it.
Yes, I do. I have candy. And it's so good.
I really need to hear that one more time, Chris. Please. I know. It's just going to be like that tonight with you.
I have candy.
Oh.
Ooh.
I love that.
Where's your van?
Yay!
Do you want me to just be your like sound effects guy?
Yes.
I'll come in and talk sweet nothings to the guests.
The frog That's is perfect. Your friend. The actual guest arrives.
Yes.
Oh,
that frog is delicious.
So tell us a little bit about your...
You should get the legs apart.
So the frog's tasty. Legs, that is.
Lick it until it's dry. I heard about... You were talking about cats earlier, and I love that. They're strange dry tongues that, you know, get it all.
Get it all there. Yeah. They're very, very clean animals, actually.
They're not clean at all. That's the biggest lie.
Their tongues are so dirty. They are licking all the time.
That is one of the biggest lies. You're right. They're the most filthy animals that ever licked the earth.
How dare you?
They walk in their own shit.
Three pussies of his own.
Yes.
Which friend is that?
He watches them lick them all day long.
Yes.
I used to have three.
Do you find that erotic?
I find it nice.
Hold on. Wait, be careful about cats. I just put a cat down the other day.
Down where? I don't blame you.
Down my pants.
Yes. Well, what else is new? So carry on. Your theories of film. So you're going to revolutionize the town and through softcore porn. Is that it?
No, although...
Because I heard there was a shutdown today because of an HIV scare in the porn world.
Again?
So what do you have to do with all that?
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, of course I am.
Oh, my God. Well, I know...
Scandalous.
I know a handful of porn actresses because downtown is their haven.
Oh, awesome. A hand job.
And why have we not been introduced to these lovely ladies yet?
I wouldn't call them lovely.
Well, I want to meet them now.
Some of them are okay to look at, but you know.
Someone was just touching my mouth there.
Oh.
Sorry, that was
me. It a cat?
No, it wasn't. It was someone at this table. I'm not going to point fingers.
Please don't, because we can't see anyway.
Should it not have been your mouth?
You won't see them anyway.
All right. So anyway, carry on. So these little tricksy vixens live downtown.
And,
do they live in like a cave, or what? How do they?
They do. They live in lofts.
They live in lofts. Okay,
an urban cave.
That's an urban cave. I like lofts.
That's pretty.
I forget what we're talking. Why are we talking about porn stars? HIV shutdown.
Because I love them.
No, there was actually. I did hear about that. Apparently, they have shut down because I actually had a meeting earlier on with a couple of porn stars in the Valley about 2 or 3 hours ago. We're looking to do maybe a little bit of work, just kind of upgrade the actual content.
You know, it's really right.
I'm not finished yet.
I really don't.
Hello.
I really just want to make. One
I was
point.
On a little bit of a riff there, but you know,
it's time to bring back the hello. Content yeah. of nice. Porn film like the 70s.
Yes.
Don't care.
I want some story.
I think some
I've
story.
I've seen enough anal.
Exactly.
In my day.
I want to know why.
Is this
I want
Down syndrome anal?
What is motivating you to split your buns like that?
Listen. Just because I shared with you that my asshole has Down syndrome, that was not for air.
You know, it's really true.
That well, was the asshole personal. Is for air, though.
That is a very personal thing. That's like the congressman from
how dare you
from
break
Puerto Rico that
me.
Took pictures. Recently, you know, he took pictures recently of his asshole.
Who is this?
This is the Puerto Rican senator, who naturally is a Republican, because most Republicans are dealing with
closeted.
Yes, dealing with issues of skeletons in the closet, and he explained that he's taking photos of himself on his knees with his buns split to demonstrate how much weight he'd lost. This which is something I know that you've done before as well, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. He was showing everyone where they can shove their bill.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And naturally, he's, you know, had a reception.
And he looked left and right for the humor. And
left, right, and what? Center, actually.
Why does Puerto Rico get a congressman?
Well, they are sort of a protector of the
United
States.
They're nice people, and they really, really try very, 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 very hard to pronounce English words properly.
So let's get back to your concept tonight. You were meeting porn stars for a meeting. You were talking about upgrading the content, and then I interrupted you very rudely. And segue,
by the way,
all
porn stars
are
flaky. They I was are. Trying to do a documentary.
I think it's called chafing, not flake.
Ooh, chafing.
Yeah, I think it's called chafing, not flaking.
Yes.
They moisturize for that.
Remember those girls that used to come to that wonderful bar that we frequented that used to take their breasts out and lick them at the bar, and that's how they got, they always got drinks faster than everybody. I never understood that. I don't know their names. They were whores.
Were they trannies?
No, they were real women with pendulous breasts that had seen a lot of action.
Chazzies? Chazzy Bonos?
Chaz Bono's getting a lot of shit.
She's getting a lot of shit. She's, what is your take on Chaz Bono and Dancing with the Whore Stars? What is your take on that?
Chaz made the right choice. He is very much a man.
Oh, you said he with a great sort of divinity.
Yeah. Know. Well, Cher said so. So
what,
that's
what
all
do you think
there
Cher
is
going through, having a son slash daughter slash son.
She's thinking about having an operation herself to keep up with him.
To become.
Chaz will never have as much plastic surgery
as his mom. Yeah. I mean, she's practicing.
It's a race to the finish.
Who can go to the knife the most in the Bono family?
It's really vicious, but I love it.
Sonny, what do you think? Sonny, what do you think about all this? Let's have Sonny on next week.
Mm-hmm. Always Sonny in Philadelphia.
Always Sonny in Philadelphia.
At least a dead ringer for him, at least.
Yes, at least. No, I think we can manage that.
Dead ringer.
I've got
connections. I was saying that I was talking to a few friends of mine in the Valley, and they were saying that this current HIV
scare. You spend a lot of time in the Valley now. Not Monte Carlo now, but the Valley. Wow.
The Valley of Monte Carlo.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've dug a big hole outside the Hotel de Paris.
Is it a coincidence?
It's called the Valley.
That they make
Le Valet.
Like in Hollywood. It's Valley.
They're going to move to Nevada now.
Well, there are no valleys in Nevada, so where are they going to put all the porn?
What are you talking about? Look, if the Grand Canyon is there. Mount Washington, Mount Rushmore, whatever.
Mount Rushmore.
You're going to edit that out.
Glassell Park. There is no topic, Chris.
I don't really know why I'm
here. You should leave your door closed.
I think I should.
I don't know what I
walked
into.
You said you had candy in your van, so let's go for a ride.
Your car has been rifled through for the next hour.
This is a van.
Wait a minute,
was
that the plan?
Yeah, that was the plan, yes. Change your tire.
We wanted to get an inventory list of all of your equipment, and we've got somebody working on that right now.
That's why my girlfriend's not here.
Yes.
My beard.
Well, never mind.
Oh.
I've met her a couple of times, let me tell you, and it will not go on air. Can you give us a couple
Can you elaborate?
She's wonderful. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more time with feeling.
She's wonderful. I love her.
Okay, that's not really cutting it either.
Is she the one with the cat tongue?
Ooh, yes,
ooh,
indeed.
Awesome.
How did you know?
I'd heard.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before the whole phone sex thing and before the whole DP, epic DP.
DP stands for deep penetration.
Double penetration.
What were you doing before that, Chris? You've got to be, 40, 45 now? What were you doing in your late 30s, mid-20s, early 60s, that kind of thing?
I was a computer geek.
Wow.
Which is how I got into the phone sex thing.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So you went to college to study computers?
No. I went to college to study law.
Wow, I had no idea. I would not have seen that in you at all.
That's because I hate school.
Requires a certain degree of intelligence.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and intelligence to know not to do stuff and listen to the man.
How far along into the law did you get?
I didn't. I left school after my first year.
Wow,
bored to death.
Fail your exams, or did you actually willfully leave?
No, I willfully left. Well,
he was asked to step down. Yes, of course,
I was gently invited to not come back. And then
did they find out about the porn? Is that
and then in September for my sophomore year, they sent me a letter saying, "Hey, wait a minute, we didn't get your enrollment check. Why aren't you coming back?"
Mm-hmm.
So
fickle bastards.
Yeah, exactly. The finance department is like, no, we want every student. And the teachers were like, I don't want him in my class.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about this new move? There's a whole new statement now that saying that there's going to be a bubble. There's a bubble right now.
I love
student
bubbles.
Loans.
I really
education
like bubbles.
There's an education bubble. That education is going to be the next big bust.
We're a slave to credit for no reason. They tell you that your credit's important, and it's not.
It isn't.
That's the big
secret. Are you talking about financial credit?
Financial
or
credit.
Or your credit's 4321?
No,
like
financial.
4.0?
No, well,
none of it matters.
None of it matters. Mm-hmm. What you do in your early 20s is Well, nothing. Doesn't matter.
I wouldn't know. I'm 400 years old.
Oh, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
What is it, what's your current credit rating?
Probably in the 400 or 500s, but it was like 720 3 years ago.
Wow, what happened?
I decided to not give a shit.
Well, that's a good thing to do.
I was like, so, to walk out of here.
Did you?
Mr. Banker, you're going to sell me down the river? Well, thank you for extending that line of credit. It's not secured. I will capitalize. Wait, we should not have that on.
I shouldn't have that in there.
We might need to cut that out.
No.
It's all theoretical.
I don't care. No, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what you think.
Please, let's get them all to listen. That would be good.
No one is listening to this because it doesn't matter. You're just speaking.
Bring a high level of awareness.
There's no one out there that really cares.
No, seriously. The educational system is built to, for lack of a better term, enslave the youth of America.
Yes.
What would be a better term?
Well, I don't think there is. That's why I said for lack of. The better term. Ready for it? Here it is.
Loving that.
Yes.
Wow.
Loving that.
I nailed it.
You nailed it. You did. Very silently, but beautifully.
That was beautiful.
I didn't hear you come.
It's because I bit my lip.
Aww. One more time, Chris.
That's because I bit my lip.
Aww.
Can't even hear that. How's that?
I can hear it. Mr. Producer? I can hear it. I can hear it. That's all that matters.
You're just going to cut all these together? It's going to be like, I have butterflies. You made me bite my lip.
Basically, right?
Yeah, it's just going to be a phone sex tape that we play to advertise our new fucking business out of a van. Jesus. I'm just going to ride around LA in a van.
Your show, someone has a van. Phone sex from a van.
I think that's hot.
I like it.
Get in, do a performance.
Mobile sex.
It's like Bang Brothers.
Yeah. Get in, cell
phone. Mobile sex. Yeah. Oil jobs. Oil lube jobs.
Get in.
On the go.
Get in, do a quick show. We can make a film and do phone sex all at the same time.
I love it.
And some porn.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. All of it. That's what I'm saying. Film.
Let's get the wheels on this table and get rolling.
We can multi-platform the fucking situation.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
And the shag carpeting will be changed once a week. Because it's really hard when you're... Never mind.
I'm just glad that you're giving me alcohol.
Yes. Well, there's plenty more. We've got lots of it here in the studio.
So how long have you lived in the Los Angeles area? And would you consider yourself...
I think it's pronounced Los Angeles.
A true Angelino with your shiny...
Angelino.
Pretty shiny hair. I wish we were on TV.
Angelino. Angelino.
Yeah, you know what? That's something I've been coming to terms with lately. I was in Japan for the earthquake.
Ah, okay.
Did you cause it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and...
Are you responsible for a lot of this weather and these things that have been going on in the world?
I think it is me. It's just
it
me.
It might be you.
I'm farting ridiculously. And
dude.
It's disrupting the weather patterns.
You need to leave L.A.
Smell-o-vision.
No, what are you talking... It's the greatest weather we've ever had.
I know. The blistering
heat that we had last week.
Wait, did you feel the earthquake today?
No.
I did not.
Yes. I felt it downtown. I've rarely felt earthquakes downtown. But anyway, so...
Can you say that? Just that little cut, I felt it downtown today?
I felt it downtown today.
There you go. Thank you.
So, yes. Yeah.
So, about Los Angeles. I've been here for a little over 8 years.
Really? I think I've known you for longer than that, no?
I don't think... That would be a high...
Were you his babysitter?
I wish.
But the
I used to masturbate to my babysitters.
That's awesome. So you really would have been, it would have been great.
So sweet. Can you just
in front of them or when they went home?
While they were in the other room.
While they were in the other room. That's awesome.
One of them walked in.
Pictures of them with your Polaroid camera, and they went into the bedroom.
I had like a captain's bed, which is a bunk bed where the bottom one doesn't line up underneath. It goes out, so it would rock.
Awesome.
And one of my babysitters walked in on me.
And what did she do about it?
Then it became a penthouse forum.
Ooh.
She said, lift that blanket, big boy.
Ooh.
I'm about to help you grow up.
Ooh. And did she?
Wow.
No, it didn't happen.
Damn
she
it.
Was ugly anyway.
Fuck.
I used to think that
now,
if...
Who the hell wants ugly?
Whoever I could think about while I was masturbating would get prettier. I would think that you could will the people to be prettier by thinking about them sexually.
I thought you were talking about yourself, your sperm, I was going to say.
No, what? I got prettier from masturbating?
Yeah. No.
I certainly got better looking
from masturbation. I'm one of the best looking people on earth right now.
Because I masturbate all the time.
Look at me.
Damn Jesus.
That's why I stopped being pretty.
I wouldn't be able to stand it.
Just a quick reminder, folks, we are on radio, so you can't see any of this.
Yes.
That's a fascinating story, Christopher. More,
please. Wait, I keep forgetting. Yes, I keep getting off topic. Well, so Los Angeles.
Really? I love the fact that you actually returned to the topic.
The first time
you've forgotten it a long time ago.
The first time I got homesick for LA was I was in Japan for the earthquake and tsunami. I was in Tokyo to cover Fashion Week. And
tsunami Fashion Week.
Did you fuck any models?
No.
Oh Jesus! Well, this is a boring story.
So gay, dude.
This is a boring story. But go
on. Damn it. Well, when I was flying into LAX, I was just like, wow, I'm really happy to come back to LA. And then a month later, I went to my brother's bachelor party in Atlantic City.
Did you fuck any models?
There were no models in Atlantic City.
Oh, so you fucked the whores then.
Fucked
okay,
some
great.
Whores. Okay. So it was so bad, I left for the airport at 5 in the morning, even though my plane didn't take off till 4. And as I was laying 4
in... 4 p.m.?
4 p.m.
Jesus. Were you 9 hours as early or whatever, 12? I don't do the math.
Wow.
The math is...
You didn't try to find...
My producer was telling me 9. You're getting... giving. Oh, it's 10. 11. I'm sorry. It's 11. 11. 13?
5. Oh, it's 13. Five, no, 5 to 4 is 11.
No, it's not.
It's 11.
Count, bitches.
So as I'm laying in the airport,
it's 11 fucking hours.
That's what I said the first time.
I wanted to know if you met Nucky from Boardwalk Empire.
You have to stop letting him make hand motions through the glass, all right?
Yeah, he just wants to get his hands on us and kill us. I wanted to know if you met Nucky from Boardwalk Empire when you were in Atlantic City.
Snooki? I did not. He's in a time machine.
Snooki
from Boardwalk Empire.
Snooki's under the table right now, blowing me. I'll push her in your direction in a second.
I don't know if it was Snooki or if it was the Syracuse Orange Man mascot, but I fucked one of them in Atlantic City.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good. How big was their...
their hole?
Their hole.
I couldn't tell. It was just like, it was like putting a straw into a bottle of Tropicana.
Wow.
Let me get that image.
Needed some Kegel action.
Can we have 1 second for that image?
Wait, it's hard to get it in there, but once it's in, it's free flowing.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that's bad.
No, it was wet, but it was too loose. So it was Snooki then. She's under the table right now.
You were referencing Boardwalk Empire, yes. Omar. Why was that?
Because Nucky.
Because you were around in the 20s during
I
the...
I was there.
Was it Depression or Prohibition?
It was Prohibition. It was before the 20s.
Wait, I picked up...
I made a fortune in those days.
And squandered it in the 30s.
I squandered it so badly.
I have a bottle of moonshine.
Basically financed World War II single-handedly.
No, on top of my fridge, it's called Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy Moonshine.
Ooh.
And I hate to repeat myself, Chris, but could you please repeat that phrase?
Cat Daddy Moonshine.
Woo!
Sponsors. We should get them to sponsor
Cat
me.
Daddy should Cat sponsor Daddy. Our show.
You know, ladies.
God knows.
They call me Cat Daddy.
Because I got that dry tongue, baby. I'm going to lick it dry. I'm going to lick it dry until you cry.
I know normally you lick it wet. I'm going to lick it dry.
Lick it dry. The new lick it wet.
Yes.
Lick it dry.
Lick it dry.
Lick it dry, white wine.
It's the new.
Let's take a quick 2 seconds and just have a listen to some of Chris's earlier work. Thank you, Chris. That was great.
That's amazing.
Really amazing, yeah. Amazing. Really nice.
That segment.
Really nice. The second piece was really beautiful.
Well, he learned that from Marcel Marceau, who was a guest.
Wait, yeah.
That segment was sponsored by Cat Daddy Moonshine, where you can lick it dry.
I'm gonna get those t-shirts made up soon.
No, it is a real
perfect
product.
For radio.
No, but I need to. Cat Daddy Moonshine is just way too good. Can we contact them immediately? They need to be our sponsors.
They need to be our sponsors.
I will live on that. I will get a fucking intravenous drip next to my bed.
There's definitely
one on each side for me and my guest stars.
I got to do my first morphine hit.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
How was that? In the hospital.
When was that?
Yes.
And do you have any left over for the rest of us?
That's more to the point.
So I had spent a debaucherous weekend, a little too much ecstasy and scotch. And
it sounds like a typical Monday for Peter.
That's pretty much it. It was a Monday to Wednesday morning bender. And
that was my pussy.
That was your cat daddy.
The calcium bicarbonate that they use to bind the pills, apparently that doesn't flush through your system when you're not well hydrated. So I show up to court for a speeding ticket or some other violation. And I feel like I have a kidney stone.
You what?
I felt like I had a kidney stone.
Accumulated salts, my dear. Pay attention.
Exactly. So I get through court. Luckily, I win the case. And then I go home and start vomiting from the pain.
Catnip. You vomit from the pain.
I thought I had a kidney stone. I show up at the ER and they're just like, no, jackass, you have a bunch of like silt in your kidneys.
I haven't got time. It was for the pain.
Exactly. So they gave me a morphine drip and some fluids to rehydrate me. The problem is though, morphine, when you're in pain, it doesn't get you high. It just cures your pain. You're like, oh, I feel good now.
But then it dissipates and goes away, and then you're in agony again.
Then you're in pain again, exactly. Then you're like, oh, give me the Vicodin.
So it's like alcohol or drugs, basically.
You know, the medical establishment likes
to push.
You don't
get high from it. If you're in pain, you don't get high.
You can't really do anything on morphine. It just kind of like just kind of leaves. It kind of leaves you there, kind of limber.
I don't know.
I know all about it.
I was laying in a bed hooked up to an IV, so.
The medical establishment pushes morphine as a regular sort of thing to do.
IV gives good drip.
IV is good drip?
IV gives good drip.
IV gives good drip. But don't.
When you're in the hospital, the medical establishment likes to push morphine as opposed to Advil. You could have sort of like the normal.
No. I took Advil. Stuff in your kidneys, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. I would not recommend taking Advil. Hey, that kidney stone you're about to pass. Eat some ibuprofen.
Some Advil. You need Advil.
Yeah, definitely hydrate. Hydrate if you have shit in your kidneys.
Ooh. Have you ever had any other organs removed?
No.
That's a shame.
Would you like any?
Do you have some organs for sale? I have a lovely van.
I have a guy in the van.
We've got a cooler in the other room. We can work through this.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Open the door again. Someone else might wander in. we can work all this out.
I feel offended.
You should not.
You should.
You're going to be the one that gets the organs, so why are you pissed?
Oh, okay, never mind. Oh, yes. I'm in the market for an extra kidney, apparently.
You should have three.
I should. You need one on ice.
One on ice at all times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe another liver.
Yes, we all need one of those. I had mine removed years ago. I have a body modification now. It's actually a hydraulic tube that filters all of the
impurities. This is fascinating for our technical show next week.
Well, it allows me to drink voluminously. It really is, yeah. I've been drinking for 5 days straight, and yet I remain sober. That's a very good thing.
No. See, that defeats the purpose of drinking the alcohol.
I'm high, but I have no damage. I have no damage to my system.
Your liver stays healthy because you have no liver.
Yes, I have a...
He's liverless.
I have a titanium-encased...
All right, enough from you, Omar. What's up, Peter?
Right, exactly.
Ooh, I know you bitches did not go there.
Mm-hmm. So, Christopher Mamorelli, what's your middle name, Chris?
Michael.
One more time.
Michael.
C-M-M, then. C-M-M. C-M-M. C-M-M.
Wait, is that Roman numerals for...
For C is 50. M is 50. C is 100. So,
my
200. So
my
200.
Confirmation name is Camillus.
Oh, so
it's CMCM.
Oh.
Camillus.
What was she like?
Camilla, are you related to...
Camillus is the patron saint Camillus of hospitals. That's Camilla.
Camilla.
I took her last name.
So you're married to the prince of...
everyone else took stupid... They're taking like Vincent and other shit, and I'm like, oh,
you're married to the prince of Wales.
It's supposed to mean something.
Yes.
Camilla Parker...
Camillus Parker Bowles. Camillus Parker Bowles. I know you, my dear. I remember seeing you at Ascot, but you look so much older.
That's my drag name.
Okay, Camillus.
Camillus Parker Bowles.
Camillus Parker Bowles. Cat daddy to you,
also,
bitch.
So confirmation, that means you're Catholic.
I am a recovering Catholic. That's correct.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about your first confession.
So have you ever done face-to-face confession?
Yes.
I have done that, actually. It's really
quite... My priest made me sit on his lap for it.
That's nice.
No, but seriously, I was an altar boy.
As he giggles.
I was an altar boy.
My priest usually didn't face...
I was an altar boy, and I am. I have a lot of issues because the priest did not molest me. And I was a damn fine-looking kid.
Dude.
I don't know what was wrong with them.
Well, a boy named Camilla would be an awfully hot catch. So, you know, I can imagine.
Well, they collect names like trading cards.
Yes.
Yeah. You get Camilla, I'll get Camilla tonight. I'll get Dorothy. Okay, bring her up to the rectory around 5 p.m.
Bring their
safe
card.
Confession. Usually
get your hall pass.
Face to crotch, so you're lucky.
Oh, I actually, it's no, funny.
Ace of crotch is penance time.
Oh, that's penance, okay.
It's funny, I actually have a very similar experience, Chris. I, too, was an altar boy. Not only that, but I was voted in twice, 2 years running, as captain of the altar boys. And I, too, have a major... I was a very good-looking kid.
And
I
also, they did not find
and
Peter.
I also have a major grievance. I was not touched, molested, nothing.
Seriously?
I was robbed of that experience.
It hurts your esteem.
It really does. How dare they?
With the breasts that you had at that age, my God.
People told me I was a good-looking kid. And it was like, what's wrong with me? You're not touching me.
Hold on, here's the worst part.
What can I do to better myself? How can you come into my room?
They were recruiting me to be a priest.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What does that say about me? They're like, oh, you've got a bit of the molester in you.
They were waiting until you got old enough to really, you know.
Did you
do literally.
Did you hear what the Pope said about the molestation?
The priests weren't molesting boys because they're gay. They were molesting boys because they didn't have access to the girls.
Okay, so let's stop celibacy in the church then. We've been working against that for 1,000 years.
I like the way that man thinks.
I don't think that having sex with kids would be solved from the celibacy lift. Because they have sex with the women too.
They do.
Yeah, they're like, oh, your husband's cheating on you. You know how God can forgive that.
Yeah.
No, how?
Yeah, I will. Let me put my chrism on your forehead.
Let Cat Daddy show you how to get your penance. Yes.
Cat Daddy.
I'm Reverend Cat Daddy.
Reverend Cat Daddy was a good friend of mine. Tell me a few things.
The nunnery was like...
There's definitely a huge cat theme going on.
Well, cats
tonight.
Are really disgusting and yet very cats alluring awesome. All at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Looks like the producer has to take a piss break.
Yeah, well, can I take a mic into the bathroom, please?
Oh, never mind. He's just refilling his scotch.
Jesus!
High quality.
What's
Forget
up
it.
With that?
I was wrong.
Well, we'll take a mic in later. But in the meantime, kids, if you like cats, dial 1-800-CAT-DADDY.
Oh, so let's get back to this film stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But going back to the Ultra Boy stuff.
It's much more interesting.
Much more interesting.
I know. Honestly, with the film stuff, I just worked.
I was an Ultra Boy until I was 300 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
And then you became a priest at...
Then I became a priest at 500.
And then
so what brand of vampire are you? Are you a True Blood or a Bram Stoker or...
I'm more Bram Stoker. I like evisceration and brutality.
Yeah,
or Twilight.
More of a Camilla
more
Stoker.
Of a Twilight.
Camilla Stalker.
Camilla
Stalker. Not Stoker. I've been following Camilla for years, my dear.
Her reign has been legendary in England.
Winona Ryder was hot.
Winona Ryder was hot.
Was hot.
What happened to her? Ever since she stole all that crap from that store, she's been...
No, wait. What happened to Val Kilmer?
Dude, he got fat.
Really?
What? Who did he eat? I know what happened. Okay. Listen, remember something. He did that film with Marlon Brando.
He's channeling Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando a little too well.
Here's what it's like being John Malkovich and all of those people that climb into that portal. Val Kilmer is the portal. It used to be Marlon Brando. Sorry, I'll stop tapping that table.
Marlon Brando has become Val Kilmer.
Marlon Brando, his spirit has invaded, and it was Mama Cass invaded Marlon Brando.
Absolutely. That's where Marlon learned to wear the caftans from Mama Cass.
No, that's about, when did she choke on that ham sandwich?
She choked on my ham sandwich in 1969.
But that's about the time when
Brando mayonnaise on it.
There was mayonnaise later.
So who was it?
But just...
If only
that
there
was
had
three
been
years before she died. I'm just trying to say she.
If there had been mayonnaise on that sandwich, she would not have died.
She would have lived.
Yes.
And if they'd learned the behind the maneuver back then, she'd still be right here under the table with Snooki, giving us all that she's got.
Wow, this is really going everywhere.
The best is
wait, baby, crawl over there to Peter's part of the table.
Yeah, get it over here. Snooki. Yeah, get it over here.
Do we have a little deep? Are we doing a little Snooki DP?
Yeah, she's under the table. Just stick your fingers in there.
Get over here, Camilla. Yeah, get it.
I'm afraid I'm going to get bit,
Camilla.
Get in there, Camilla.
She doesn't have a vagina dentata. It's okay.
Her vagina has teeth.
Yeah, that's what it means. One more time.
One more time, yes.
Dentata. Camilla Dentata.
Camilla Dentata.
Vagina had teeth.
I like that.
Yes. Isn't that great? Dentata,
vagina.
Dental, teeth, figure it out, assholes.
Speaking of film and Ultra Boys.
I don't know. I have some upcoming projects.
Okay,
what
are they, Chris? Let's try to straighten up for a minute.
Can't talk about them.
I can't really talk about them.
Let's try to straighten up for 2 minutes. Them, bi lesbian, what?
Bi curious.
Bi curious.
No, bi curious George. It's a new a new children's series.
Mm-hmm. But a monkey
he sits on
a monkey who just can't get enough
with the man in the yellow hat.
Straight questioning.
He's about a monkey who just can't get enough.
Bananas.
I don't care who you are. I don't know, that chimp must have been able to do some amazing things for the man in the yellow hat to put up with him.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did. He was inspiring.
Chimps are strong. You've seen Planet of the Apes, right?
They're strong and they're horny as fuck.
I'm drifting off into a whole other world here myself.
They masturbate. If they had monk, they should have chimpanzees be the new altar boys.
They should be.
They'll keep the priests in their place.
The priest would get the ride of their lives.
As opposed to the pansies that they're using at the moment?
Yes.
Do you get a chimp and the pansies?
Wow,
do you get
you
it?
Way did too you get funny. That? Only the producer would laugh at
it. Lame joke!
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Pansy is an English or an Irish term for a poofter or a faggot.
Oh, you would know.
Are we allowed to say faggot anymore? Pansy.
What?
No, you're allowed to say whatever you want.
You can say what you
want.
I said it. No, pansy was a derogatory term they used in Ireland for homosexuals.
You know, it was the 19th century, wasn't it?
The origin of faggot?
It's a little twig or something.
No, well, okay, so it means bundle of sticks. But here's the argument.
Well, I said twig, didn't I?
They would make the poofs run and get the sticks to burn the witches.
Which poofs?
And
when, which
poofs? They would make the gay men go get sticks to burn the witches. And when they would run out of sticks, they would burn the gay men to burn the witches. That's why it's so offensive.
And this is going back to the 80s?
1560s.
The 1480s.
Boy George.
And you want to know
thank you for saving that, Omar.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. I could almost listen to that story one more time, word for word,
yes,
but I won't.
My dear.
We'll just repeat it.
There's a lovely song.
Could you please?
Yes.
Honor us, Omar, with a
don't
little ditty.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington.
Don't put your daughter on the stage.
Oh, what stage are we talking about?
I like daughters.
She was lovely as Peer Gynt.
But I'm afraid in the whole.
An ingenue role.
Would emphasize her squint.
Or was that cunt?
It's a loud voice.
Her whispering eye.
And though it's not entirely flat.
She'll need a little more than that.
To earn a living wage.
I repeat, Mrs. Worthington.
Please, Mrs. Worthington.
Don't put your daughter on the stage.
Mrs. Worthington.
Ooh.
I can't stand stage parents.
I've forgotten the next line.
Oh. Although your baby maybe keen in stage career, how can I make it clear this is not a good idea for her to
hope.
Dear Mrs. Worthington is on the face of it absurd. Her personality
is not inviting enough,
exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere.
Meow.
We could do the resume one.
Raises pain you.
I feel so unnecessary. Rivers are damp.
Acids stain you.
Drugs cause cramp.
Guns aren't lawful.
Nooses give.
Gas smells awful.
You might as well live.
Just had to resort to the crowd.
Just a little something cheerful.
All of this partying.
Something cheerful to uplift all you assholes. We're thinking about suicide out there, and I'm sure at this point you are, because we have sunk to an all-time low. Really
suicide have. Is tasty.
Very, very quickly. No, seriously, Chris, we will straighten up right now. So,
straighten up and fly right.
Why is Peter being the serious one tonight?
Peter,
have I changed the dynamics?
You have changed the dynamics of the show and this entire experience.
What is the future of Chris Mamorelli in the film industry and...
Hopefully, it's directing features.
Wow!
Will you give me your money?
Yes.
Do you really want all my money? I can empty my pockets right now if you'd like.
But you know, Peter, there was that fortune that you inherited from.
Yeah. Wait a minute. If you guys are 400 years old, you have to have some.
I'm
cash
older than that.
Away.
I'm just not talking.
I have
about
a dollar
it.
For every year I've been on the planet, my dear. So that's 400 in total. Not a lot.
I think you're exaggerating by a few millennia.
A few hundred.
You know how I know Jesus is Jewish? Damn it, I just said that wrong.
Hold on, can we edit that? Can we edit that?
If you're going to be anti-Semitic, get it together here.
You know how I know Jesus saves?
How?
Because he's Jewish.
Awesome.
That's my joke.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, I don't really get it, but...
It's a good anti-Semitic joke
yeah.
for all of my...
Anti-Semitic friends.
Theist friends.
Well, you know,
Speaking of that, Adolf Hitler is going to be our next guest, and I'm really excited about that.
How much of this gets edited?
In round numbers?
Like none.
None. We add to it.
In round numbers, a one.
In round numbers, nothing you say here will be edited.
Because a zero is still one.
It's a big, big circle.
Did you know that Adolf Hitler was very involved with the occult? He liked. Yeah, I do too.
That doesn't mean
awesome. Weren't you involved with the occult? Weren't you involved with the occult or
study Wicca?
Or
No.
So were you hanging out with that?
You were not. Well, then there's no reason. There's no reason for you to be here then.
But I would be often all of our guests.
I always thought.
Well, I can see that.
No, but yes, cult members would be like, oh, which branch were you from? And I was like, should I
a compliment? Rose McGowan was a cog.
I'm from the branch up there on Hillhurst, right off Franklin.
Do I have a foreign accent?
There's a lot of cogs in Hollywood.
You were born in the United States? Oh, I know the people you're talking about. Ooh. It's like, where were you born exactly? India? So why do you speak with a hybrid English and American accent then?
Well, because
we are traveling gypsies.
People that were bringing them up were from England or the United States. Right. It's very easy to figure out. They weren't brought up by Hindus.
But I studied Wicca for like 2 months in my freshman year.
Can you do any
school.
Spells?
No.
That's fine. You're a quitter, dude.
I could meditate and do like some, they have this weird color thing.
Can you do levitation?
Levitation, Holmes.
Yeah.
I can do a cock push-up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, let's have that, please. Even though it is on the radio, let's do it.
Put the mic closer.
Okay, let's do it.
One,
let's
two, three.
It. Go do it.
Wow. That's impressive. He's risen 12 inches from the floor.
All 4 inches of me.
Awesome.
Wow.
You know, that's a funny thing that guys don't understand. You should always undersell the size of your penis. Tell girls that it's small, and then when they see it, they're
so
like,
how big do you tell them it is?
2 inches.
Well, that's
and so they're really pleased.
I can double up exactly.
They're pleased with four.
Yeah,
which, like but a 4-inch penis on a 6'3" guy looks ridiculous.
Well, let us
generally speaking.
let us be the judge of that, Chris.
All right, we'll do a comparison on the next show and let you
know. I have really big hands for such a small penis.
It's like a cock, only smaller.
It's like a cock, only smaller.
It's like a baby's arm holding a crab apple. That's the joke that Princess Diana used to tell when she first married Charles. You should know, Camilla, darling. She was wondering what it was going to be like to, you know, finally see a penis. And the night came, and she finally got to see Charles's royal member, and he goes, you know, Diana, you know, it's going to be wonderful. I'm going to show you my penis. She's like, I can't wait. And so finally, after the great ceremony, they got back to the palace, and he opened his robe, and Diana, here it is, my penis.
And she said, darling,
it's like a cock, only smaller.
His ears have to be bigger than his penis, right?
They are.
So especially as you get older, your ears still get bigger, and I'm sure his penis does not.
Well, his balls are down to his knees. So I mean, whatever.
His bowls are down to
his cream master is
elongating.
His cream master is elongating.
Can we invent like creep master like a ball bra?
Yes, it's called a jock strap, you silly bitch.
No, but it's not. The jock strap restricts your penis. I just want the balls.
You can get an extra
closer.
Large one. You can just get an extra large one.
They need to make one with like a hole. Cut a so hole. Your penis can sit out.
So the cock can flop
and
out.
Your balls are still held tight.
I like that. A ball bra.
A ball bra.
Yeah.
Yo, what a ball bra?
Let's sell a ball bra. Let's sell those in the back of the van. You need a ball bra. I can tell you this. When we're done with this film,
it's like
you're
going to
buy one of these.
Let's go down through. We go down through the alphabet and list all the. We'll pick one topic. So we're on the topic of balls or cock.
No, we're on the topic of sexual organs. Yeah.
Well, I think we were on balls because we may have done sexual organs.
Has a penis ever been called an atom?
We haven't done the organs.
I think sex.
You mean sexual
related
organs?
Things?
Saints and drugs.
Ooh. Okay, so sexual organs A through Z.
Well,
drugs.
And you did sexual.
Was it just sexual diseases?
That was really an exciting
sexual list. Diseases that come from organs and drugs.
Yes.
So, okay, so sexual organs A through Z. Let's start around the table. Would you like to start off? Would you like to go shoot?
A, is an asshole a sexual organ? It can be.
Oh.
Even if it has Down syndrome? I'd say yes.
Breasts.
Cunt.
Ooh.
Dick.
Damn it. E's a tough letter. Oh, wait. Ejaculate. Esophagus. Ooh.
Ooh.
The producer. Ooh, the producer really, of Theater of Your Life.
Spelled with an O.
You know what? You know why?
Esophagus.
Ooh, I didn't know that esophagus was a sex organ.
Do you know why we like to push the girl's head down, or boy's head, down on the penis?
As he looks over at me.
or I'm sorry, in some cases, the cat's head. Because, whatever.
Because the esophagus is much smaller in diameter than the mouth.
Ooh. Oh. So you get a second.
It's their second mouth.
You get a second sphincter to encircle your cock, which starts with a C.
Yes,
or your D, which starts with a dick.
Okay. Your D that starts. Yes, my D starts with a dick.
Okay, so
my D starts on F. F.
F. Phallus.
No, that's a PH.
PH, you PH. Ignorant whore.
Well, so is esophagus.
Esophagus is with an E.
I think it's an O, actually.
It's E.
It's not. Okay, F.
Esophageal bacteria.
Fellatio.
Very good. Well, you know, but
it works. If we're going to do that, I like Felch.
We'll work with it.
Are we going to put this list up on... If the list is
going
up...
It's going to go underneath your photo.
Your girlfriend
we need to put Felch.
Felching.
Felching,
yeah.
I know.
Felching. The producer's on that. That's when the producer wanted. Felching. Okay, let's talk about what he's doing.
Here's what.
Okay, does everybody know what felching is?
The producer's
it's
contributions
cats
have
don't
been.
Do?
Esophagus. Esophagus.
Because you gotta. You gotta suck the splooge out of the hole.
No. So Eminem has a good line. He says, if you're felching, would you rather be the felcher or the felchee? So would you rather get pounded in the ass and have someone ejaculate in there, or would you rather suck out your own frothy ass juice?
Goodness
I'd
gracious.
I prefer
me.
To be fucked than to lick my own juice out of an ass.
Yeah, but it's not lick it out, it's suck it out. Suck it out with a straw.
Oh, yeah, no. Because I'm not
big slurpy straw. One with the spoon on it.
Bitch, I know you're not drinking Schlitz Mon Lickles.
What do we stop on?
Wait, F, you did Felch.
It looks like you were on a little roll there, Christopher Mamorelli.
He thinks about these things.
I do.
You know, with
all
the whole alphabet.
All the time. You know
feel
what?
Free to jump in through a whole string of the letters if you want.
Now, G. Come on, G. Gynoplasty.
G-spot. The non-existent G-spot.
G-spot
is very...
Gonads. Oh, I think it exists. Gonads.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. It
exists.
Has to be. Where can I find it?
H.
Gotta, oh, never mind.
Chris.
Should I tell you what to
that
do?
That little come hither. Curve, the come, I know. For everyone watching
the spinal
on radio.
Dick.
If everybody watching, I'm curving my finger up to find your G-spot, and now sticking you away the fucking floor. You fucking whore! Jesus! Thank God her mouth is full of this 4-inch cock, or she'd make a lot of noise.
So that means it's
Jesus, I love reality
H.
radio.
Hair?
H.
I don't know. What hair, it's got to be hair. Hair.
Hair?
Hair.
I thought I was going to say a hell of a dick.
I think huffing, because you know I love to get high before fuck.
Wait, do you do like pig sweat? What do you huff? Nitrous?
I huff nitrous, dude.
Oh, nitrous. Yeah, no, but awesome. Sex and nitrous makes you think you're raping someone.
I love that. What do you mean, think? Wait, think?
By the way.
You don't know where you are.
It wouldn't be rape if they didn't say no.
That's true. And they can't say no. They can't say no when their mouths are full.
Or
the ball gag. I mean,
can
whatever.
Can you rape a mute girl?
Yes.
What if you don't know sign language?
No, it's not rape. It's implied consent.
She didn't say no.
She didn't say no, Your Honor. That's why I did it.
She mimed no.
Fuck, the only person that can
speak mime.
The only person that can be signed. The only person that can rape.
Read signs.
The only person that can rape a mute is Marcel Marceau. He's French, so it doesn't matter.
In a French accent, too.
All right, so to you with I.
Oh, I. Ooh, I.
Intercourse, for God's sake.
Oh,
yeah. Hello.
It must be an organ.
Oh, well, we're going around.
Because
we'll go with
felching.
Yeah.
No. Okay. We'll
do.
We're
going with anything sexual act or you know organ.
Intercourse and then back to F again.
J.
Okay. Foot. Never mind.
I J.
J.
Foot. I like foot.
J. Is yours?
J. Is yours?
Mine. J. Jacking off, bitch.
Jacking off, bitch. Okay. K. Kendall.
Cunnilingus. Cunnilingus with a K.
You guys don't know how to spell.
We don't,
I'd rather talk about things like glass bottom boat or.
People sit on those with no panties.
So a glass bottom boat is when you cover your face in saran wrap, and you have someone shit on your face.
That was G. You should have done that
one. I can't come up with a K. I don't know what.
Cunnilingus, I told you.
No, that's a C.
Whatever, dude. It means you can't spell.
We can be creative, Chris. Oh. Right. We can be creative.
Well, L. Clitoris with a K.
Yeah, K. That's fine.
That's how badass it is.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you. It's a fuck you on clitoris. Fuck you.
I'm a clitoris with a capital K, bitch.
Shut up, Snooki. Shut up, Snooki.
It goes from being clit with a C to clit with a K when it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard C.
Also badass.
What about... Badass.
It's like a bitch dick.
Kangaroo cock.
L.
Kai. Kangaroo cock.
L, Peter.
L.
L.
Mm.
L. McPherson.
Libido. No.
Labia.
Labia.
Labia. Very good.
Okay. M.
M. Mons Venetis. Bitch. M. I learned Latin. I learned Latin in
I know Latin, bitch. You've been
I do.
You've been around for a long time.
I've been around for several millennia.
N.
N.
Nipple.
Ooh.
I love me some nipple.
Oh.
Oh, can't be the fucking easiest one ever.
Orifice?
Oh. Orgasms.
Orgasm?
That's not an organ.
Orgasm.
Well, neither is fellatio.
Or felching.
Fellatio is a pee. Damn it. You guys don't know.
You changed the rules. It was a game changer.
No, but see,
drink some more of your fucking smart water with cum in it.
That's why they charge $3.59.
At the neighborhood.
O is orgasm, your pee.
Pussy.
Penis.
And I think the game
penetration.
The game ends with Q.
Pussy, penis, penetration.
Q.
No, that's where we end.
No, we go to Z. We go to Z.
Let's go to Q.
Curiosity.
No. Ooh, damn, I like your spelling.
Oh, queef.
Awesome.
Queef.
Damn.
Queef.
Queef. We need to get a microphone on
that. Isn't that a movie star? Queef Latifa?
Queef Latina.
She knows all of it.
That's a new point.
Let me ask Snooki.
In the big bone Latin market likes Queef Latina.
Queef Latina. Queef Latina. Okay, that sounds
quim,
like a good
quim is term. Another word we like.
Quim.
Quip.
Quip.
Quip. What is quip?
Like a short little blurb, like a, I don't know, it's a quip.
Oh, but no, but it's not it's sexual.
It's not sexual. Well, no, it is.
It's
sexual.
Like a prep sexual intercourse.
I was banging her.
Well, that lovely muffin. Now we can have a dynasty. Moving back to tennis courts.
No, that's it. She quipped while I was banging her.
Yes. Prebys don't bang, for God's sake. They just...
Okay, so...
I just kind of rub my penis.
And that's how we got the baby, mommy. Now I need
my
much less fun.
My 2-inch cock. Or is rim?
Rape! For
rim
God's
job.
Sake.
Rim job. Rim.
Rim.
Rim. Ooh, I love the rim.
R-S.
S.
Shrimp job. With my cat daddy tongue. Wait, on your nice shrimps.
I don't know what a shrimp job is.
It doesn't
matter. It's when you suck the toes, baby.
Oh, shrimping.
Shrimping.
Shrimping. Shrimping.
T?
Tits.
Bam. You uterus?
Ooh. I like it. No, have you
That's
ever
way too biological.
I had a girlfriend with... No, tilted uterus and I'd bang
tilted
it
uterus?
Time. Inverted, actually.
Did it hurt?
Oh, inverted.
It hurt her. It didn't hurt me.
Yeah. It never stopped. It's like, somebody's knocking at my door. Somebody's ringing the bell.
It was just like, oh, you have a rather shallow vagina. Yeah. I like that.
Do me a favor. Open the door.
It was like
let him in.
It was like a 50-year-old in a kiddie pool.
Jesus. And with all 2 inches, that must have been quite a ride.
Very small kiddie pool.
Okay, V is for vulva.
Ooh, I drive a Volvo.
Yes.
Do you?
Volvo.
W.
Oh, when I know. Do I get S? I know.
Wait.
I've got some really interesting ideas.
Mime it to me.
Wait.
Waterboarding.
Water sports. Water sports. I was just about to piss on you and you stopped me.
Wanking.
Wanking, I know.
Wanking.
I was trying to think of
that's our beauty treatment, remember.
X.
I don't know about you, but I like xylophone for that one.
Yeah.
It's not a sexual organ unless you use it the way
unless
I
you
do.
Unless you play it.
Yeah.
No, you play it with your penis, and therefore it becomes a sexual organ.
Bum, bum.
And then you can't do two.
And then we got Y and Z. Y and Z.
You can take my Z.
Why? For
uterus.
Why don't there has to be a sexual term in like Spanish?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That was from the producer. That one.
This list was his list.
Yeah, well, we were looking at him and channeling him. But go
and
on.
Z is also uterus too.
No, Z is yours. You're doing Z. Ooh, I like zipper for Z.
Z.
I like zipper. Mm. Yay! Round of applause for the alpha.
No, Z is for zoophilia, where you fuck animals.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so here's the thing. Yeah. Is it bestiality if you let the animal fuck you?
Because no,
they were a willing
it's
participant.
It's humanality.
If the animal fucks you, it's just an unfortunate thing.
No, wait, what if you like it?
Well, then it's great. You know, that's sex. Whole,
you know, and I don't mean you can't entice them with peanut butter around your asshole or anything like that. That doesn't work anyway.
They have to go for it.
they have to go for it. Oh, naturally.
They have to go for naturally. Like
they have to be. Yeah, they have
you're
to go
growling around
terms.
Your blanket.
They have to go on their own terms.
Suddenly, this snout pulls your shirt down, and you find yourself flipped over and mounted by an animal.
A Saint Bernard.
Saint Bernard.
Ooh.
By a little cat.
A sloppy Saint Bernard. Well,
there could
be a
cat,
big dash hound.
There could be cat. You know. And I'm sorry. A. You know. Let me go back to A. A should have been analingus.
Analingus.
No, but it was just a different word.
But
I was thinking about cats, and I got back into
the
that.
The cat licked my Down syndrome asshole dry.
That's it.
Wow, there's a mouthful. Is that the title of your next script?
That's the title. That's the title
there is a mouthful.
My autobiography. It's either going to be Calling the Shots or...
There's a mouthful.
Shooting the shots.
Or the cat licked my asshole. Oh, no, I messed it up. The cat licked my Down syndrome asshole dry.
Wow, that is beautiful, Chris. That really is beautiful. I like it.
Poetic.
It's catchy. Is that the log line or is that the title?
That is the log line.
Oh, that's the log line. Okay.
The log. Get it? Now, we've got to remember to bring some cats in the van, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because that will help. That'll help. Mm-hmm. Right. Awesome.
You have 5 minutes.
So, on a serious note, Chris Mamory. Chris. Well, no, wait.
Oh, all right. Mamorelli.
No.
It's actually my brand. It's Mamorelli.com.
Camilla.com.
Camilla's
Mamories.
Where's the old dog?
Handled by the royal order.
Corgis.
That's the queen.
Ooh. Wait, are we back on bestiality?
No, we're
yes,
not.
Yes, we are. We love that.
Chris, go ahead.
Topic.
Punch it out there with the red epic.
So talk to me about the red epic biatch.
All right. So I was privileged enough from my phone sex dealings to purchase a Red Epic, which for anyone who does not know is the most badass digital cinema camera on the market right now. I'm not a Red fanboy. I like RA2, but if you want to make features, you want to put it on a 4K projector, the Epic is the only way to go.
If you're not.
And you know, nobody's shooting film anymore.
Film is dead.
We love
I'm here to pronounce the death of film. I'm stepping on its throat.
We love the look of film. We love the look of film, but
it's all about radio.
But I'm finding that having access to such a badass camera is really starting to open doors for me, get me on to certain sets that I would not have been able to do before.
So it was a very shrewd move of yours to move from porn to actual film production.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, 300 frames per second, getting a girl squirting. That's
yes. Well, that's it's comes full circle back to the G-spot.
That's biological in nature. It's,
and
it's
again,
like a
Snooki,
film.
Snooki, I'm going to help you now, darling. It's your turn.
But yeah, it's great. I'm able to go and shoot stuff in Mexico, and hopefully I'll be invited to go over and shoot some stuff in Europe. And
great.
Yeah,
we can see
what happens.
We have lots of friends in Europe, including Monte Carlo.
Most of them are dead.
Can I go film stuff on a yacht?
Not that
on a boat. Yes, you can.
The deck is still being cleaned and swabbed.
I beg your pardon.
Do you guys know Katy Perry?
Yes.
The
singer?
I've had her once.
I want to make one of her videos. She has a video called Peacock, which never really got radio
peacock.
Play. Because it's about, I want to see your peacock. Let me see your peacock. I want to redo it as I want to see your Ewok and do a Star Wars riff.
You don't have to wait for permission. Just
no,
do it.
Well, I know, but it would be better if Katie, who is a geek, would be a part of that.
Do a tribute and just put it online, and it will just happen.
I know. I have to write the song. She would. I'm pretty sure she would be down. So, any of you listeners,
I can re-record it for you.
Peter and Omar.
Can you give us your website address if you have one, Christopher?
I do. You're probably better off going to the podcast and looking at the write-up because my name is not easy. But it's mamarelli.com, mamarelli.com. Okay. And my site sucks, but you'll be able to see my videos and photography from there.
Beautiful. Well, we look forward to not browsing that.
Yeah. I'm bored.
Don't worry. I don't look at it either.
Well, thanks for being our guest.
I will be sure to stumble in again if your door is open.
Please say hello to Prince Charles for us.
Chris, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you here. Really, it was...
thank you, Peter.
Working our way through the alphabet.
Thank you, Omar. LMO comes before P.
O comes before P. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Ope.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Ope.
Ope. Does O always come before P?
I wouldn't know.
P-O.
I've heard him in the other room with some post of those office creatures.
That was going to be our fan base, the poor folk, the poor folk. P-O, the Peter and Omar folk.
Well, you guys have officially given me something to have regrets about, and I love it.
Yes, and this was not the end, but the beginning.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll end with a bit of music, even though we don't have any at the moment, but maybe... Someone.
I think we should play Katy Perry's Peacock.
Someone like to sing.
I think that's what we should do.
What is it?
Okay. Katy Perry's Peacock.
Okay, go for it, Chris.
No.
Let's do it. Have you got a nice singing voice? See you peacock. I have a soutane and surplus in the bathroom there. If you'd like to put it on.
Peacock. No, I don't.
Go on, Chris.
Do it.
That's gotta be the lead into the show. Let me see your peacock.
Come on, everybody! 1, 2, 3.
Let me see your peacock. Sorry, Greg. What did you want?
Don't pay attention to
him. I thought his name was
producer.
Dave. Are you still recording?
Oh, need, want. What else is new?
Listen, anytime someone
here's
wants
$5.
Bonus,
oh, shut up.
I'm up for bonus time.
Special features, folks.
Ooh, we can talk about banging strippers.
Okay.
Here's some boner material from the episode.
Here's some bonus material for tonight's episode.
Here's some bonus. Yeah, bonus material for tonight's episode.
Bonus.
Oh,
wait. Shout out to Snooki, who was so good tonight.
What's up, Snooki? What's up, Camilla? Bitches, what's up in the palace, bitches?
Get out from under the table, baby.
Camilla Parker balls.
No.
Has anyone here ever dated a stripper?
Male or female?
No. Right there. Hold on. Can we get a mic on him? I want to have this conversation with the producer.
She's young to know the difference, and by the time he's old enough to hear it,
he'll be doing
nobody will care.
Is it a boy?
It's a boy, yeah.
Is it a boy? Oh, no. You want your boy needs this advice. So everyone, you have that.
Yeah. Right. All right, so tell us all about it.
It's on.
Your 7-month-old child needs this advice.
He needs to know. We all have the dream of dating a stripper. I pulled a stripper in from the club. She was dancing for me, and then I ended up dating her. No. Yeah, I know. It seems like a dream until you're rolling up to the club at 4:30 in the morning to pick her up, and then you have to take her home and throw her in the shower. Aww. So, yeah.
You couldn't handle the baby oil and the fucking talc?
No, the talc, the glitter, the baby oil, that wasn't the problem. It was all of the residual, like, pant juice.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That and the
residual.
You needed a fucking cat.
Yes, they need a cat.
I need to hear that one more time again, Chris.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You need a cat to work with her before she gets in the car.
The problem is all of the residual pant juice. No, seriously though, it's so a nightmare. Gross. Dating a stripper is a nightmare. So I got a phone call.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Listen, so she was a better kisser when she was dancing for me, when I was paying her, than when
you were fucking her.
Yeah,
wow. That tells you everything you need to know about women.
She popped. she popped a squat on the sidewalk to pee.
Wow.
She shit in my bed.
Are you fucking shitting me? Wow. That's like Bridesmaids.
That's awesome. Wait, did that? I didn't see Bridesmaids.
So, she shit halfway down the boulevard when she's crossing the street.
But yeah. She, so she came over late one night, and she's like, "Hey, I want anal." And I checked with my thumb, and I was like,
"Cleaning?
No, you don't want anal." She's like, "Yes, I do." So you give the lady what she asks for. That's our job in life. Oh. And
even when it's
she started to evacuate a little bit, so there was air, and it was the farts were cascading back to her, and they were reflecting off of my rock hard abs, and then she started smelling, and she's just like, "What the fuck are you doing, dude?" And she turned around, a turd fell out, and she ripped the shitty condom off and threw it across my house.
My
wow! Did you marry her?
Rabbit turned in my bed.
I would get married after that.
About a month into it, she calls me while I'm at work and says, "I'm out of toilet paper and vodka, and I have my period." I was like, "Sweet, I have that. I messed up the story." She sent me that.
No, you didn't.
She sent me that via text.
I saved money.
If you had called Geico, 15 minutes could save you.
$15.
Yeah. No, the best part. Seriously, though, I had a text message from her saying that she got her period, and I was like, "Sweet, I can cut it here."
Oh, God. Wow. Dude, she sounds like a keeper.
Keeper. Total keeper. No, that's what I'm saying. So,
total keeper. Never,
everyone is our next
never
guest.
Date a stripper. Never date a stripper.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Keep the fantasy.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
the fantasy.
Wow. Fuck them on stage. Come on their breasts. God. Do not take them
and
home.
And the champagne room is bullshit. Even when you're dating. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't dating her when I'm in the
champagne. Explain that to us, please.
It's boring.
Mm-hmm. So you go
break
in.
Break that down for us, please.
Well, they close the curtain. Mm-hmm. So you're like, yeah, no holds barred. And, you know, whatever. And they make out with you and stuff.
No bars hold.
No, your dick stays in your pants. I'm sorry.
That's not fun.
If you're paying $400, your dick should not stay in your pants.
No, wow. It's not fun. What are they
but that's what cats are. You should brought your own cat.
I can officially say I've still never paid for sex. Directly.
Well, but we can all say that.
Oh, emotionally. Yeah.
Emotionally, yes.
I left money in the collection. I left money in the collection plate. Does that count?
I may have banged a whore or two, but never for cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
I left money in the collection plate. Does that count?
Wait, I paid them to be molested?
That's right.
No, I stole a lot of money from the church.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. I stole so much
that's
money.
That's how you got
church.
Your equipment, you lying bastard.
No. Well, yes. If
how?
I had,
how
if
so?
If I had invested that money that I pilfered yes. back when I was a youth.
You'd be the Pope by now.
For God's sake, if I invested all the money, I'd
sell the Vatican.
Feed sell the Vatican. Feed the world. Ooh.
Ooh,
no, ooh I like that.
That's not mine. That is Sarah Silverman's.
You know what?
I like that.
Sell the Vatican.
Feed the world. Wow.
I like it.
I love
Sarah Silverman's hot. Is she on her period? Let's call her.
We should have her stripper. On wait, which was better? Her real name was Brandy. Her stage name was Stevie.
Wow.
Like,
her real name was Brandy?
Her real name was
you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. See, it's a theme. You should have married her.
I want to sip on you like a good drink of
sip
Brandy.
Sip on you? Oh, that's some good
that's bonus material.
Sip on Brandy.
That's enough. That's about as much bonus as we can handle.
Oh,
that was pretty good. Thank you so much.
Next time on the Peter and Omar
you're
show
back
with
next
Mamarelli.
Week.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll Chris Mamarelli show with Peter and Omar.
Yeah. Right?
We'll talk about how I used to steal from the church.
Wow. I love it. Yeah. I want to hear all
used
about that.
Hot tip. In the back of the Catholic Church. Nice.
Used condoms.
Yes.
Oh, you found used condoms?
They didn't use condoms back then. What are you talking about?
They never used condoms.
Used condoms. What are you talking about?
Yes. Oh, that's right.
I have a deposit to make.
It's a much, yes. There's a much lower chance of getting STD if,
into the bank
if
of God.
Where swallows your cum.
They pick them young
thanks,
because
kid.
They haven't been diseased.
Thanks, kid.
How did the 9-year-old get herpes?
The priest.
I don't know. Daddy, I got this sore.
But didn't you ever wonder why a bunch of priests had cold sores?
No, I never wondered.
Yes, seriously. You're not sexually active. How do you have a venereal disease on your mouth?
What were you doing, Jimmy?
Celibacy in the Catholic Church was actually a political and financial decision.
Oh, of course. Made. Yeah. Because then they could bribe.
No, they didn't. They got tired of people willing their property out of the church. Mm. I remember helping them make that decision.
I don't swallow that for a second.
Well, you didn't, did you?
I never actually did. I never
what
had
has this become? I have future children yet to be born that cannot hear this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they're all over the stage at that fucking strip club.
they're all buried in Kleenexes throughout the world.
They're all in the soiled or the wet panty stage at the moment.
I do have a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Who should not listen to any of this.
What's her first name, Alyssa?
Melissa.
Not Alyssa.
Alyssa Milano was quite a lovely lady.
She is.
Even though she's older, she's still lovely.
She just had a baby.
You'd bang her, wouldn't you, Chris?
I so would bang her.
She just had a baby. I think I did bang her.
Oh, did you?
That's your baby.
That's my baby.
That's my baby.
Beautiful baby. All that fucking cum.
How long have you been...
That's why babies are so young, because they're made from sperm.
They're so beautiful.
Oh, my God. That's why they're so young?
That's why their skin looks so wonderful, because they've been lathered in sperm.
Fresh.
They're covered in sperm.
Fresh.
You would look young, too, fresh, if you were covered in sperm.
Fresh, dewy little beast.
I just lost custody of my child.
Yes, indeed. And okay, the second
guys,
one, too.
I think the way we're going to end the show is we're all come and use it as a face cream.
Yes. Jism is quite the face cream.
Yes, it is.
Look at how young babies look.
Right. It's clear.
Man juice.
Anything else?
I've got material for days, man. This is real life stuff.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, you'll come on. Or you have to come in for another show.
It would be material if it was fake.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a second show where we go deep.
Yeah.
We go deep into Chris Mamarelli.
Ooh. Cat Daddy approves.
Yeah.
I hate to be Mr. Producer, but you actually have like
70
or
80
minutes.
Wow.
That's way too much.
Am I setting a record?
Hey, Chris Mamarelli.
We're going to need an edit.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Like a slight edit. Anyway, so someone say
goodnight. Goodnight to bonus material.
Goodnight.
Goodnight to bonus
material. And again, a special shout out to Snooki, whatever her last name is. That bitch can suck a dick like nobody's business.
You can live in Paris with me. We have a small sleeping bag together.
How small is that sleeping bag?
I can't. This feedback is too much. I can see. You should see me.
Well, hello, you handsome devil. I believe you've given me enough wine to become soft.
I give you a rub to yourself by your circumcision.
My doctor did a good job cutting me.
I don't think so. There's still some extra skin.
I can put it.
Outrun my bullet.
Outrun my cock.
Excuse me. Well, not your mouth, your cock.
Outrun my bullet.
I'll run my cock down your throat.
We used to play...
That guy, he's always running his cock.
Why are we recording this again? I don't really understand.
So wait, when I was in high school, I went to an all-boys Catholic high school.
Of course you did, darling. It's gone.
That's disgusting.
Are you from Michigan?
Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. I got pegged as gay for a long time.
Maybe
it was all the dick I was sucking.
I know. Right.
My go-to line is, I'll show you how not gay I am. Yeah. Watch how bad I am at sucking dick.
Lube, please.
Get my fist in your ass, Snooki.
Why all the ripping on Snooki? Men play field hockey out here.
You got an anal dentata.
I do. My ass comes with teeth. I use plaques since I have teeth in my ass.
It's delightful.
What vintage is that?
Anal dentata, my dear. Fucking anal dentata, bitch.
Wow.
I like it too.
You can do a bad Christopher Walken.
I like it.
Do you have any impressions you can do?
There's room in there.
Let's hear his impressions.
I put my fist in. It's nice.
Darling, please.
You know, I have a lion and a shark.
Jesus Christ.
If a lion and a shark were to fight, who would win? I mean, clearly the advantage would be to the shark, because the lion would be in the water. But what if the shark were on the beach? I think the lion would win.
Yay.
Good. Now I have something recorded that wasn't on a phone of me doing walking. You know,
dead man walking.
Hold on, we can do some bonus coverage of walking on phone sex. Can someone be a John? Peter. Hey there, Peter. How about you call my line?
I gotta go. My mom's here.
Wow, you sound kind of hot. Turn them. Music down. How are you ever gonna hear me? Kurt Cobain wrecks my groove. So, Omar, I understand that you'd like to be jerked.
I love it.
Off.
I love it.
The lion. I'm a lion.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I like the song
I like it too.
Where they whistle.
Yes.
Santorum.
Cowbells, baby. Cowbells.
Is it Santorum or Santorini?
Like down the farm.
I don't know. What's Santorini, better?
The island just off Elbert.
Bluebells. Or cowbells. Baby.
I like cow pies.
I love
Tyson.
What you're doing. More cowbell. Keep going. What do you got? You know what? Show me.
I'm done.
Wow. Yeah. Your Omar is quite large. But here's my question. Your sperm whale seems to have some beluga on it.
Because I like congressional pages.
Where I come from.
They're sticky.
A little bit of beluga equals herpes.
Beluga goes a long way.
Do you have the HIV?
Oh my god, we could so do. Can we, is this good enough to do an entire show as walking?
No, we can't do this.
No. You know. My best friend is Charlie Sheen. That man. I was reading Rob Lowe's biography.
They do it with each other.
But Rob Lowe, he wrote that Charlie Sheen out-partied him by a nose. A photo.
By a nose.
Photo finish. By a nose.
By a nose.
You know what you should do? You know what I said? I told this clown, by a nose.
Talking about the young folks.
The young style.
We don't
and
care about
we
the
are
young
back.
Folks. Talking about me and you.
With Christopher Mamorelli.
I like to talk about me and you.
Let's read some jokes. You're
moving from sex to underage children.
To the van.
Perfect.
There's candy now. There's a ball bra.
Tell us more about the boarding school days.
All they want, all they need.
A ball bra.
I'm intrigued.
The ball bra.
You know who supports the ball bra? Or do you know what the ball bras support?
I'm your daddy.
Meow. I'm your cat daddy. I'm on True Blood. I'm on True Blood. I'm your cat daddy. Ghost Daddy Panther Man. What the fuck? Do you guys watch True Blood? Oh my. So wait. Here's the best part. So it's beginning so ridiculous. The episode after they do the stupid graveyard, like blacked out, smoky, fucking stupid. It looks like crap. I'm sitting there before the following week comes on. And my girlfriend and I, oh, we got to go to the bar. So, but we're discussing, hold on, we will get to the bar real quick. We're discussing how they can allow the insanity to continue because it's just like unraveling in front of us. And Sookie's having the dreams about both. And I'm just like, you know what they need to do? They need to have a three-way between Sookie, Bill, and Eric. They did. It was literally the next. They did cop out, but it was just like, holy shit. They went there. Last season.
First of all, I'm a vampire.
I understand that you are a vampire, but here's the thing. Last season, when they opened up the season with Sam and Bill getting it on in the shower, and they never went back to it. Do you know how fucking crazy and weird that was?
I was upset.
It was uncomfortable. They should have both pulled it out and ball to ball action. Ball to ball.
So who tastes better, Sam or Bill? Okay,
Bill tastes like an ashtray.
Sam tastes kind of gamey.
Oh, wait a minute. So wait.
Sam
what
tastes
is
kind of gamey and Bill tastes like marble.
So if
me together, that shit is good.
Bill tastes like the Colosseum. The Roman Colosseum. Bill tastes like the ash from Sodom and Gomorrah. But here's the thing. If V gets you high, what does C get you?
I get V.
Vampire cum. What does vampire cum do to you?
First of all.
What happens when a vampire has HIV?
Damn. That doesn't happen. It doesn't matter.
Why not? Ted, I'm a fucking fairy. I'm a fairy. I told you. I'm a fae. I can't even say fag. I say fae. I told you,
Bill. I was a fairy.
How great would that be? Oh, I was a re-envisioning a True Blood.
I knew you was going
in deep Nolans.
I knew when you was when you was going with me. You knew I was a fairy. Okay.
I told you. Knew I was on a DL. You knew. Sookie, a boy now. Sookie be like. So like you. I going, told you I'm a fae.
So like you going with Bill and you going with me and so like you going with everybody.
Goddamn.
That's how
Eric, I can't be yours. You know that.
No, because she's going Bill and she's going Eric. It's the same thing. They're going together.
God okay. damn it.
So they all together.
I got so a little party hole and y'all girls. Invited.
She buys all her
she
sex.
She's bisexual. She fairy. She's like fairy and vampire. And werewolf. She trisexual.
God damn. I try everything once.
Right? See, the vampires look good.
I want to hear you talk. Talk to me, Peter.
Vampire, he like Wolfman.
Wolf's Bane. That's what, my dick is known as Wolf Bane. Because it turned him off. Oh, cat ouch. Daddy.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn, lion. Cat daddy.
I would do you like a lion eating a shark. If you give me an option, my dick in your shark hole. That's a vagina intata. Your shark hole is like a vagina dentata. Your Down syndrome
dental school
has more teeth than you do.
And Nucky tell me down on
Nucky down on this little Irish whore
on
you Irish fucking whore.
Yeah, I am an Irish whore.
Prano was frequently on the boardwalk.
Yes.
In Atlantic City. He should show up in Nucky's fucking dream.
And he should be fucking Bill.
It would be Tony Soprano in the lion costume from The Wizard of Oz.
That's perfect.
Getting sliced up to be fed to the fish.
Perfect.
Yes, we are still on the air, folks.
And that's why the shark would win, and that's how I toss a salad.
It was a long mystery.
Your cat gonna lick my balls.
I'm done
until they're dry.
I can't talk about anything else because, well, never mind.
That's just a Chris Memorelli special all on its own. All on its own.
This is too much fun. I need a microphone more often. I'm doing stand up now. That's it. Forget it. This did it. No, this did it. This
did it for you. Okay, good.
I did stand up before, but it had to be clean. It's really hard to be clean.
Yeah.
I did 5 minutes in front of 300 people. That was not fun.
Terrifying, I'm
sure. Jokes, but they're fucking all dirty. You ready for some anti-Semitism? How do I know Jesus saved?
Anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism, yes.
Anti-Coliseumism.
All right, where's this bar? Anti-Semitism.
Anti-Marbleism.
Oh my God, I love anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism, yes.
This is the song before you get raped.
Oh my God, it sounds so great. Bam, down to the ground.
I have concrete burns on my cheeks.
I have an ex-coworker who got raped in jail to Dreamweaver. Dreamweaver. No, the best. So, and I'm a huge Wayne's World fan. I'm a huge Wayne. Whoa, Dreamweaver. Dude, you gotta stop singing that. I got raped to it. He got gang raped by four black dudes.
Awesome.
How bad is that? Oh my God, you don't want to get gang raped by four. Wait, the worst thing, it gets worse.
Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver. All right, that's a cut for tonight. You can't do it anymore.
I seriously have like 2 hours.
There's more.
Can you hear me?
So I haven't done it.
Can you hear me?
It's been a lot younger than 12.
Oh yeah, for years.
But a lot of stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Peter and Omar show.
Okay.